From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama outlines a plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
I don't want to pass this problem on to the next president, whoever it is. And if, as a nation, we don't deal with this now, when will we deal with it?
Republicans are criticizing the proposal. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan declared that he would not jeopardize the nation's security because of a campaign promise made by the president. But a senior administration official is saying closing the prison is a national security priority. He says the facility has inspired jihadists and served as a recruiting tool for terrorists. Some U.S. lawmakers are expressing skepticism about Russia's commitment to a new ceasefire plan for Syria. In a Tuesday hearing on the State Department's proposed budget, lawmakers sought assurances from Secretary of State John Kerry that Russia would curb its bombing campaign over Syria. Kerry said the violence should end with a negotiated settlement.
We are reminded each day in Syria that every attack, every casualty, every loss, every loved one that is bombed from the air by barrel bombs or otherwise provides fresh grounds for the conflict.
Tuesday's testimony marked the first in a series of appearances on Capitol Hill this week for Kerry. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Ban said Tuesday that Burundi's president is promising to release some 2,000 people detained during months of recent unrest. For more, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News.